Alive with more dancing, more creativity, more fun, playfulness.
Yeah.
All so serious, all so serious.
Yeah, that's a human thing.
Hi friends, and welcome to the Inre Skiftet, a podcast om att leva autentiskt with me, Helen Oneby. As you well notice, this conversation or podcast episode is going to be in English, and it's because I'm having a conversation with my dear friend Jenny Hochendorf's intuition. I've been called to create this podcast for a while because I want to share with you what is actually possible when it comes to connecting with our own inner voice, with our own intuition, and how it can actually guide us through life. Because I think we underestimate our own inner guidance. And when I talk about us being sovereign beings and having everything we need inside, this is what I'm talking about. So this is going to be an English conversation, and I'm soon going to share Jenny's inner voice and then later in the conversation also Jenny with you. It felt timely to release this episode now, since a couple weeks back I talked a lot about human design and the fact that I've come out as a human design reader. Jenny is also a human design reader. She is excellent at it. If you want an in-depth reading, I highly recommend checking her out. And specifically if you're a projector, she's also a projector 6-2, so if you want to go deep in that, contact Jenny for that. But after talking about human design, I felt it, to me it felt important to first go back to last week's episode about non-duality, just reminding ourselves of our true essence. So if you haven't listened to that, that's in Swedish, but I hope you listen to it and find your own home, find your own essence. And then I wanted to bring in the intuition part, because I, as I explained in the human design episode, two episodes ago, 58, I think it is, human design is for me like the cheat sheet to what our intuition could guide us to if we could listen to it. So this conversation here is an example of what a truly deep connection with our intuition could sound like, feel like, contribute with in our own lives. And this is not for comparison, of course, or anything like that, but I want to share, because both of me and Jenny have worked with our intuitions for years and years. We both got trained with Bella Lively as inner voice facilitators in 2020. That's how we met. And we've been practicing with each other and with other people's inner voices and been going deep in this for many more years. And as you will hear in this conversation, Jenny also gets a lot of images that her mind tries to help her interpret. And for some people, it's not a voice. It's maybe more like visions or like a very strong knowing. But I want to share this to encourage you to also explore your own connection with your inner voice, and also to share this very deep conversation with an intuition, because I noticed as I've listened back to this conversation that my mind wasn't really grasping a lot of the wisdom that came through, because my mind is very limited and our intuition is unlimited. So as I was listening back, I realized, like, wow, there's a lot of golden nuggets in this conversation. So when you are led into this conversation, we have grounded and we have landed together and invited the conversation, or invited the intuition. And also, I just want to say that I've also cut out quite a lot of space, because a conversation with the intuition is not as fast paced as this conversation is. Not that this conversation is fast paced, but more There's a lot of space in between. There's a lot of breathing. There's a lot of listening in, and for Jenny to just like tune in and blow out any thoughts. That's why we use the breath so much, both her and I, as you will hear in the conversation. So just so you know that this is like a shortened version. And then at the end of the conversation, we invite Jenny's mind back to reflect a little bit about her experience of the conversation. So my role in this conversation is to actually play the mind. I am trying to ask all the questions that I think a mind would have, or that my mind has, but also that Jenny's mind might have, and trying to make it as concrete as possible. So in this conversation, you will hear us talk about why it's not always easy to access the intuition, that we're supposed to dance in all of the emotions, allowing everything in being human, and that we're here for the contrast. Because as Jenny's intuition says, it's fun when we let it flow. How we get unstuck by opening and being willing to shift back up in the emotional spectrum if we're stuck. How we can befriend the unknown, and that we don't need to fear it as we might have used to in the past. And what we need now is actually more leaps of faith guided by the intuition into the unknown. That there's no one size fits all, and that we don't get IKEA manuals for life. What intentions actually are as frequencies and why they're helpful now. We talk about abundance, and Jenny releases some emotional blocks that's in the way of her hearing this guidance, because that's how it works when we go into the intuition. There might be blocks that we need to release, emotions or energies that are stuck that we need to release to be able to go deeper and hear more. So we heard hear her after releasing that emotional blockage, how abundance and flow connect by allowing everything and letting go of heaviness and fear. We're talking about the importance of tuning into our worthiness, of dancing, of fun, of creativity, of playfulness, why we get stuck in seriousness in this life, and that is just one of the experiences we can have, that we don't have to stay stuck there. It keeps repeating the openness and willingness to see beyond where we're stuck. And Jenny also gets some concrete steps on how to deal with a specific situation in her life. So I will be back after this conversation with the intuition, and then after me and Jenny has debriefed a little bit after. And I hope that you can stay open and curious to this conversation, because it's really juicy. You might need to go back and listen to it a few times. And with that, I want to invite you to the wisdom of Jenny's intuition. Enjoy.
An intuition, whenever you're ready, let us know.
It is a joy to be here.
Intuition, is there anything that you want to share at the beginning? Anything that needs to be said right at the top?
We're always here. We're always here. It is a joy to be here. You don't always allow.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, how come it doesn't always feel like that for Jenny or anyone else that you're there? What's the disconnect?
The mind, it's I think it's a picture. I see a picture of like the antenna of my mind turning around and tuning somewhere else.
Where does the mind go then, intuition? If it's not towards you.
Yeah, into fear. Into a different frequency we can't get. We always stay.
So you can't connect to that. It's not that you can go there and collect the mind when it's run into fear or like it's.
Yeah. You can only tune to us. You can only tune to us.
Intuition, was it, what does the fear consist of? What is it? What's your definition of fear?
Being lost.
Lost where? Or lost from what?
Being lost. From who you really are, from this connection.
Why does that happen? Why is that an option for the human mind? Or why do we get lost? Why can we get lost from what we truly are?
You get lost because the other energy is overwhelming, overbearing, clouded. Clouded the connection to this. It's a custom you picked up. It wasn't at the beginning. A custom you picked up because of the overwhelm.
Overwhelm of what? Intuition.
Of these other frequencies around you. Ever present. So that it was the easiest to tune there.
Oh. So the humans have these energies around that are more loud or frequent.
Yes.
And that's why they learn as they grow to tune into that more than you.
See, like, is it a ladder, but more an instrument? I don't know, like a xylophone, but upside down, not vertical, but horizontal. And the picture I'm getting is like, even when we're really young, we're already transitioning up and down, and it's, I don't know, eventually we get stuck in the down part. But it was always supposed to be a dance.
So the other energies, frequencies are also part of the dance. They're allowed?
Yes.
But it sounds nicer to just be tuned to you in a voice. Like why the contrast of the other frequencies?
I don't know. I think it said fun.
Yeah. human minds hate that. It's not fun.
It's not fun when you're stuck. We agree. Mm. We agree. It was never designed to be stuck.
Yeah. How do humans get unstuck, or how does Jenny get unstuck?
An openness, a willingness to move up, to let go of the heaviness. Heaviness is not bad, but you can also let it go.
Yeah.
Don't identify with it. It's just an experience. bring fun into the heaviness.
What does that look like, intuition? Sounds hard for human.
Yeah. Compassion, love, accepting whoever you are.
Yeah.
And just taking one step after the other. We know it's hard. But we reach out for your openness, your willingness. Because that's what helps you move up. If you stay in the energy of a little child saying, I want to be right, I am right, I'm right, it's this way and no other way, I can't see it differently, why don't you see it? We can't come to you. It's your willingness to tune, to see differently.
So it's both acceptance and the willingness to change your mind or see something differently or be wrong or letting go of the stubbornness.
Yeah. The stubbornness to stay in the heaviness because you want to be right that it's hard.
This saying comes to me, we'd rather choose a known hell than an unknown heaven. Like pain can also get comfortable, or suffering can get comfortable.
Yeah. That's the stuckness. That's the stuckness.
So an openness and a willingness, acceptance. Anything else you want to share on that topic of tuning to you or the other frequencies, intuition?
The fear of the unknown. There's something to be said about the fear of the unknown. When you go on this journey, your openness, your willingness, your mind has a picture, but that is still the known, creates a picture from the known. What if the unknown is not what you expect and can also be beautiful? Openness and willingness to let go of the fear of the unknown and to not expect, but be open.
Why are humans so scared of the unknown, intuition?
Unsafe to the body. Body, there's something in the body. Evolution.
So they needed it more before, like staying in the known, when it was unsafer to be human or to survive, or like more less likely to survive as a human.
Exactly. It helped the evolution in terms of you knew what worked to build on it, to create the next. And that is still a good thing. But at this point of time, we need leaps. 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 We can't build on the known, new creation.
So when do humans know, or how to know when it's time for a leap and when it's good to trust in the known and be a bit skeptical about the unknown? Like how do they differentiate between that?
Us tuning inside, only way.
So there's no general answer, intuition. They need to check for themselves.
Yes.
With you. Of course. But we want a handbook, intuition. Like, just give the guidelines so they can Google it.
Individuate. Your handbook does not help you. You're here to individuate.
Of course.
You know. Sorry, I find this funny. You know, what's it called? Billy cupboard from IKEA.
Yeah.
You can't have a handbook. You're not all built the same.
Okay, so there's no IKEA solutions for life.
No.
Damn it. So sometimes it's good to stay in the known, and sometimes it's time for a leap into the unknown. And the only way to realize what's what in what situation is to check with you, intuition. Is that right?
Exactly.
So it's not an either or thing. Always. Everyone's not supposed to throw themselves into the unknown and do super scary things all the time.
No, there's value in the creations, in the evolution, in the experience. All is allowed, always. All is helping, always.
Yeah.
Intention is helpful as well.
Yeah. What's your definition of an intention? Like, where does it come from? What is it? Intuition.
Tuning to a frequency. Tuning to a frequency. Imbuing your creation with the frequency that it is emanating, that it is perpetuating.
You say that in a different way. Simplify it. What's the frequency?
Your intention is the frequency. That the creation, that you, the moment, a moment is a creation, is taking on. More and more people getting attuned to feeling all various intentions, frequencies that things are created with. Mm. not always been like that.
How's it been before?
Consciousness.
So that more people are doing things with intention, is that what's new? Or are the two intentions different, changing?
Both. More awareness of intention. More awareness of intention. Awareness in creating with intention. Awareness of receiving, feeling the intention. Both. What needed? You being more aware of how something is created supports you on your journey of consciousness, because it affects the frequency you are playing. For example, something created in high vibration and you being in low vibration triggers you to shed your heaviness, invites you to shed your heaviness. Or if you do not, it will go away, will pass out of your life. You bringing in heaviness, something that was created with the intention of heaviness into your life, affects your own vibration, lowering and bringing in more fear into your life. So the quality of your life is directly related to your awareness of intention.
So even if you're in a low vibe state, you can set an intention from a high vibe frequency and like pull yourself up through that or get.
Yes, you can.
Shed.
Together with the openness to shed, the willingness to let go of the heaviness. But the intention can pull you up. And it's a journey. It's a journey. One step after the other. I'm seeing the xylophone. I don't know. Is that an English word? Yeah, right? The instrument.
Yeah.
Again and again. It's like you go from one note to the next.
But all are allowed. All the notes are allowed.
Yeah. You choose.
Intuition, is there anything you want to share on the topic of abundance?
There's some heaviness.
Is there a beanbag? In Jenny, or heaviness in general?
No, there's a beanbag on my chest.
Yeah. Let's go to that one then. It's ready to be released. Just sense into that one.
There's a fear. Oh, I feel it very heavy.
Intuition, please guide, get Jenny into how to release this one. that are filled into the chest without any interference from the mind. What's the feeling in the chest?
It's getting lighter.
Just feel into it. Your body knows how to let it go.
We love you. We love you. Even though you think you're not abundant.
What is abundance, intuition?
True. Abundance. It's the state of allowing everything. Of allowing the flow of everything. Abundance. Dancing with the flow. You allowed everything. Allowed everything. You can choose nothing. You can choose a little. You can choose a lot.
So abundance includes lack or scarcity, intuition? If yes. Everything is allowed?
True abundance includes everything.
So what's stopping abundance for Jenny? For anyone? Intuition.
Holding on.
Oh.
Holding on. Holding on.
To what? Intuition.
Flow is not holding on. No. It's letting in and letting out.
Yeah.
So much stuck energy. So many people holding on. Holding on, holding on, out of fear, out of fear, out of fear. Not knowing that by letting go, it could come so much more in, so much more in.
So letting go of what? Letting go of their money, or letting go of their things, or letting go of feelings, or letting go of something else? What do they need to let go of? Anything, everything?
Individual.
Oh.
Everything and the above.
What does Jenny need to let go of? Intuition.
It's back to the heavy energy. Stuck to fears that don't allow other possibilities. transforming, let go more. It is all happening. You are held, supported. You're worthy. You're worthy. Let go of the fear of doing it wrong. Not being good enough. That's all it takes.
Can you give Jenny a more like concrete example or a picture or something that, so that she can see what could that mean for her right now or tomorrow, or how does that look like? What does it look like in her daily life, letting go of those fears?
First, we want you to tune into your worthiness. Tune into your worthiness. You've experienced one side. You're ready for the new. You are ready for the new.
Ready what is to the new?
Play a new note. Alive. With more dancing, more creativity, more fun, playfulness, playfulness,
yeah.
All so serious, all so serious.
Yeah, that's a human thing. What do you want to say to the seriousness? Intuition or about it.
It feels to the body like a life and death thing.
Yeah.
We want you to know that that feeling is not dishonored and that there is more. That actually you are held and supported. That feeling is allowed to be there and you can still trust because you are supported.
So it's okay to be the serious, but not necessary.
It is okay. It is okay. And we remind you or want to speak again to your openness and willingness to see beyond. That there could also be more.
More what? Intuition.
That by shedding, letting go, moving through the fear of what feels in the body like life and death, more life awaits you. That it's not that dangerous, but that you are being held and supported. We don't want you to go blind. It's not about being stupid,
yeah.
But it's about trusting yourself, trusting your connection, trusting your intention, trusting your awareness of intention.
So it's not about blindly throwing yourself into something, losing all kind of respect there, for things.
It could be people who interpret this as I'm going to do something crazy. I'm trusting.
Yeah.
But it's still happening out of fear.
Oh.
So it is coming back to your tuner, setting your antenna inwards and trusting, even though you feel that fear in your body, that knowing inside that intention, that frequency, that abundance. Abundance.
So intuition, lastly, is there anything you want to share about Jenny's projector circle? Anything she needs to know around that?
Practice your worthiness. Practice your intention. Make space for that. Make space for that. And then flow. Flow. Flow.
Does that mean any particular action that she needs to take right now, or non-action intuition?
The flow guides her to the right action.
Yeah.
If we give it now, she loses the connection in regards to tuning in for the intention in the moment and not being aware, but just doing what is said, doing what is mind thinks is right. We want you to come back for the action to the awareness of intention, of intention. The moment guides you to the right action.
So it's back to no guidebook, no IKEA manual. It's tuning in the moment.
Yes.
Thank you, intuition. Anything else that needs to be said for now?
We love you always, 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 always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as usual, Jenny, you can choose if you want to float away and come back. And chat.
I would love to chat a minute longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn on the video again.
Oh, how are you feeling?
I noticed it was really difficult staying out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was trying to like, is this getting too conceptual? Like, I was trying to figure things out as we were in the session.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to hear about what you thought. Like, because we went really, like, deep and conceptual. Like, yeah. Deeper than we usually go.
I think it was interesting as well. I think sometimes it was difficult for me to grasp words because there was so much more information. There were no words, but there was It's always so difficult because there's so much more transmitted in the energy than just the words. And sometimes the words were not even doing it justice. That was kind of difficult for me, I guess, that I felt like, I don't even know if I was a good translator.
Yeah.
But
were you there? Did you hear what was said?
Yeah, because that's the thing, but because I don't know if that was always the way. It's, I mean, not from the beginning, definitely not, but I don't even know how to describe it, because it's just an energetic feeling, like an energetic imprint, and you get like information download. And I guess now from a mind perspective, I could try to explain it, but it wouldn't do it justice anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess it's an energetic download that you feel more in your body than it can actually be expressed in words. I don't know. I still, I guess it's not that I did a very bad job. I still overall, but sometimes there were little things that I felt like, oh, what is that? I don't know. And I guess I always sometimes struggled with hearing words.
Yeah.
And not really heard words. It's just always either it goes through.
Yeah. And I guess that's also why it's so important for everyone to find their own, because then you get the transmission and potential words or images or whatever, but that's not the important thing, because the transmission is what's going to get you to like, like in your energetic field or body or experience or consciousness or whatever. Because when it's just translated from someone else, you're just going to hear some words.
And I guess it will be interpreted by your frequency.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, hi again, friends. It's me, only me again. I'm sorry for the abrupt ending of our minds debriefing afterwards. I hope this conversation was helpful, enlightening, soothing, whatever you needed. And as I said in the beginning, my intention with sharing this is to show what's possible, but also to share some wisdom and deep insight from someone who's worked with their intuition a lot. I hope it was helpful. If you want to get in touch with Jenny, share any insights with her book, Human Design Reading, or an inner voice session, as we both do them, as trained by Bella Lively, where we do these kinds of conversations with people's intuitions, you can contact her via the links in the podcast description. And next time or next week, I will be back with an ordinary episode again, just me talking to you in Swedish. But I hope this was helpful. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for doing your inner work. Thank you for being you. With all my love, I'll talk to you soon again.
Om du är nyfiken på coaching, intuitionsarbete, mina böcker, onlinekurser eller vad som är aktuellt just nu, så hittar du mig på Instagram under Helena Onneby eller via min hemsida helenaonneby.com. Signa gärna upp dig för mina love letters via länken i poddbeskrivningen, och kom ihåg att prenumerera, dela och recensera podden om du gillar den och vill att fler ska hitta hit.